Hey everybody, this is Flavio Romeo, and on this episode of the Towncast, we were up at the Preakness Valley Golf Course, just a beautiful, beautiful golf course, and we had the opportunity of talking to Passaic County Commissioner Sandy Lazara, Cassandra, better known as Sandy Lazara, and she shares a lot about what a county commissioner does, because I had no idea what they do, and also talks about the upcoming dedication of the brand new Vietnam War Memorial, which is just gorgeous. All right, enjoy the episode, everybody. All right, everybody, so here we are in the gorgeous Preakness Valley Golf Course in Wayne. It's right on Totowa Road, right?
It's Totowa Road?
Yep. Totowa Road, and it is just, first of all, it's probably the best day of the year that we happen to do this on, so that doesn't hurt. And it's just, yeah, it's just gorgeous. The greens,
here.
The fairways, and neither one of us really play golf, but we can admire it, right?
Yes.
We can appreciate the landscape.
Yep.
I am with County Councilwoman Sandy Lazara. Sandy, thank you.
County Commissioner.
County Commissioner. I can't get any of this right. This is why I don't run for government. Seriously, I can't even get that right. County Commissioner, and I have her card right here in front of me. So let me ask you this before we get into anything else. What does a county commissioner do?
Okay. So there's a wide range of things we do.
Yeah.
And first of all, let me explain the makeup is that we have a board of seven county commissioners. We used to be called freeholders. A lot of people.
Okay.
Don't.
I didn't know what freeholders
we
did
didn't
either.
Well, that's good. You're consistent.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All the way through.
There's seven of us, and what we do is we have So they say we're the legislative executive type of government. We oversee 553 miles of roads, 350 bridges and culverts, Preakness Valley Golf Course, the Passaic County Sheriff's Department, Preakness Healthcare, and we offer so many services to people.
Yeah, I mean,
around
that's
the
a
county.
Lot.
Well, that's really the tip of the iceberg, because we have so many fantastic people who work with us who are so qualified and experienced to do their job, and their heart is in it. So it's just a wonderful place. I mean, there's no egos here. You know, we know our job, and that's to take care of the people of Passaic County.
Well, and when everybody has that common goal, it'd be nice if they had it, you know, a lot higher up the food chain in our government. But, you know, it's the people come first, their neighbors,
yeah.
Their friends and neighbors.
Yeah. You take care of those. Yeah. You know, that you care about.
So what are some of the things that, you went into office in 2016, you started, right?
Yep.
And it's every 3 years, so you have an election coming up.
I do.
Okay.
I do this year.
And are there other members of the office that are running as well?
So my colleague, who's the director of the commissioner board, John Bartlett's running. We have Rodney DeVore, who's going to be running, who's not on the board yet. And we have, you know Rich Burdick. Our sheriff passed in January. Yeah, it's so sad.
That was sad.
So we have a protege of his, Tommy Adamo, who's been in the sheriff's department for 28 years, running for sheriff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Great guy.
Tommy Adamo, okay. And are all those elections in November, or is there like a mid-year?
So we have the primary June 4th.
Okay.
And then the general election is in November. I'm going to say November.
It's the first Tuesday in November. That's
yeah,
all I ever know.
I know.
I never know the date. All right, so and that's, everybody in Passaic County can go and vote, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, in the primary, if you're a registered Republican, you can only vote Republican.
Okay.
If you're a registered Democrat, you can only vote Democrat. And then if you're unaffiliated and you go to vote, you can declare at that time if you want to vote Democrat or Republican.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So everybody has that opportunity to vote. You know, we live in America.
Yeah.
And we do encourage everybody to go out.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, go out and vote. June,
it's a month and a half. I can't believe it's already a month and a half away. First, spring never got here, and now it's here, and now it's almost summer.
I know.
But make sure you get out there and vote, not just in June, also in November, and anytime you have an opportunity. It's a lot better to vote than to complain on social media.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people complain on social media.
Yes, they do.
That's their platform, you know. So instead of that, get out there and vote.
And have your voice heard, right?
Right, yeah,
you get
exactly.
to vote for the people who represent your interests.
So let's talk about some of the projects that you've worked on in the past, in the past, what's that, 8 years?
8 years.
Wow.
It went fast.
Yeah, so tell me over the past 8 years, some of the projects that you've seen come across your desk.
So chronologically, start out in 2016, I, along with a couple of other people, started Pause in the Park, which we hold in Gofflebrook Park in Hawthorne.
Park. I love Pause. That was you guys?
That's us.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, when I first came on, the county is like, was being run beautifully. So I was thinking about like, what is my niche? Like, you know, how do I make my mark and help? So one of the things I feel strongly about is our canine unit, our mounted police.
Yeah, yeah.
Animal ad.
And they have them there. I know. I remember last year.
No, it was just with one of the guys. I gave him a check. He's going to buy a new dog with funds that we raised at Paws in the Park.
Oh, that's great.
For the canine unit. And we just bought a new horse for the mounted.
Wow.
With money from Paws in the Park.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Those guys are, like, so devoted to it. I mean, just the best.
Do we know the dates for this year?
Columbus Day weekend.
Okay. And I'll post it so you guys can see
on
it here.
On that Saturday of Columbus Day weekend.
Okay. I don't think you know. Yeah, I love to cover Paws in the Park. Everybody brings their dogs.
Oh my gosh. We have like a couple thousand people. It turned into such a huge event.
Yeah.
Everybody loves their dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
And then what kids don't want to see other dogs? Yeah,
exactly.
Just be around
exactly.
the dogs. Yeah.
And then we have a lot of vendors, and we have crafts for kids, and food trucks, so it's just everything all at once. It's great. It was a shame we had to cancel it last year because of the rain.
Yeah.
But
this
happens.
Year's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah.
So you did Pause in the Park, and I know you're working on, you've been working on this, the Vietnam Memorial. I'd really like to touch on that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, 2018, working with Post 174 in Wayne, we bought the traveling wall to Passaic County. We put it up at Garrett Mountain. And you can only have it for like a week.
Oh, and that just travels?
All over the country. Yeah. I think there's two of them now. So when we bought it up, touched the heart of so many people. Our veterans, like...
Oh, yeah.
We had it open 24 hours because some of the guys just wanted to go at night and not see anybody else. And it really touched all of us. So I said, to the administrator at the time, Tony Denover, what if we build a wall here in Passaic County?
A permanent structure.
A permanent structure. Mm. And everybody was on board. Everybody.
Well, who's going to say no to that?
Well, it's a little, yeah, I know. So we started, you know, exploring the idea, you know, getting information. And then what do you think happened? The pandemic hit.
Oh, no. So you started this pre-pandemic.
Yes.
Oh.
So nothing much got done. I have to say, though, Passaic County was, like, stellar in their response to the COVID pandemic. I mean, just right up front and getting to people and helping and just wonderful. The way, I mean, it wasn't wonderful to have the pandemic, but the way... Passaic County was able to respond. Everybody was on board.
What was your biggest, I know we divert a little bit, but what was your biggest challenge during the pandemic? Like when it first hit or throughout the pandemic, what was your biggest challenge?
Well, I would say that getting the supplies we needed, getting the vaccines was a challenge, but we did get them. The testing kits, that was a challenge because, you know, everybody was looking for them.
Yeah.
We had a huge operation up at William Patterson University for a testing site.
Oh, and we had I remember that. I went up there.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
I got tested up there.
Keeping the people who were there safe from getting it. And let me tell you, there was no shortage of volunteers who wanted to be there. Everybody wanted to help. It's just amazing. So
that's community to me. You know, people just stepping out and saying, you know what, I'm gonna take a risk, but I want to help others that can't help themselves.
Yeah, and listen, we saw some things there that nobody wants to see.
Yeah.
You know, some really sick people, and that was heartbreaking. But we got through it. We now, and you know, then it went from, well, okay, the virus is kind of under control, but what happened to all those people that weren't working, that didn't have funding? We had helped them with that. So we offered wraparound services for people. It's called ERAP money, emergency rental appropriation funds or something. And what we did is we helped landlords who weren't getting their rent, and they were hurting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they still have to pay taxes.
Exactly,
on the
properties, mortgages. And the people who couldn't pay because they didn't have jobs. And then we offered wraparound services, like, how do we help? Like, how do we help you with food? And of course, the rent. And, you know, like, healthcare was so huge. And then we bought two big mobile units to go out to the people. They didn't have to always come to us. We went to them.
Was that testing units? Or
testing and vaccines.
Right.
In fact, at the stand down, which we didn't talk about yet, we're going to have that one of those mobile units there for vaccines.
Oh, great.
Whatnot.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm really proud of the response we had to COVID and how we handled the pandemic.
So now, I don't even know if it's ever going to be over. COVID's going to be around for a long, long time. But now that things have calmed down a little bit and you were able to get back to the mission of doing the Vietnam Memorial, tell me how that, when that started, like when the pandemic was quiet enough where people could start doing something.
Yeah, and then we start work. So after, when things calm down, and you know, the company that makes, fabricates the wall was out of, you know, not working because of the, so they had to get back to work.
Yeah.
Then there was the supply chain issues.
Right.
Like
couldn't
they
get the materials.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know, and then we had to go out to bid on everything. So it all worked out though, because on May 18th, we're going to be having the dedication ceremony.
That is amazing. And where is it located?
So it's up at the Public Safety Academy in Wayne on Oldham Road.
I'll put the address here, sir.
Yeah. It's across the street from Preckness Healthcare, which is another one of our facilities.
And what time is the
10. It starts at 10.
So it starts at 10. Okay.
We don't have an end time on it because we don't know. We kind of figure there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And some people might want to just stay for a while.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, and
well, especially that war was such a difficult war for the soldiers, you know, when they came back, that so many still can't talk about it. They don't talk about it.
They don't.
A lot of pain involved. So to be able to have a place, kind of like a home, where they can go honor their friends and people that they fought with, you know, shoulder to shoulder, is pretty amazing.
I have a friend of mine that lives in Wayne, exposed to Agent Orange and everything. He does have the effects of it.
Yeah.
But I remember him telling me, Sam, when I came, I had to go into the bathroom at the airport and change into civilian clothes because people were yelling at us, spitting on us, like saying terrible things. I had another guy, two Purple Hearts. He's on the committee for the Vietnam War. And he said the same thing. Two Purple Hearts. How do you do that to somebody?
Just people spitting on them.
I know.
You know what? There was so much media and so much anti-war propaganda going around that just people didn't look at it any other way.
No, I guess not. But they're heroes.
Yeah.
Like, they risked their lives.
Yeah.
So
whether people, in my opinion, whether people believe in the cause that they're fighting for or not, they're still there putting their lives on the line to serve the government that's telling them to go there, you know, do this and go over there and do that.
And we still had the draft then.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, they didn't. And some of them didn't have a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of them volunteered.
So it's May 18th, starts at 10 a.m.
at the Public Safety Academy.
Public Safety Academy. And, you know, I encourage you guys, just, you know, come out, support the veterans. There's going to be a lot of veterans there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Just show the support and show them that, you know, at that time, which, you know, a lot of people weren't even born yet, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I was.
yeah, me too. You know, but come out and show the support. The county, obviously, they've put a tremendous effort. I saw the rough images that you sent me of early on when they first started. When did they first break ground?
We broke ground last year, probably in the fall of last year. And then, you know, because of weather, we had to stop and go and stop and go.
But wow, now it's so fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had, you know, all our contractors lined up. We had had the wall delivered, the panels for the wall. So it's just a matter of doing the concrete work and construction. And, you know, we have a parks department that is second to none, as you can tell by this golf course. And they're doing all of the work up there, like shrubs and benches and all that stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be gorgeous.
Now, is that, and again, this is my own ignorance, but when you have a project like that, are all seven commissioners involved in it? So that's that. This was like a major project.
This was a labor of love for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, none of the bids or anything that goes out, it all has to be approved by all of us. And everybody's on board for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great guys that I work with on
that's
the board.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you can tell you want to get stay in office. You want to stay in office.
I do. I love it. I love it. I get to do some great things.
Now, was there, is there politics in your background, your parents, your grandparents?
So, actually, my grandfather, who grew up on Chauncey Street in Patterson, was an alderman, now called councilman, in like, I don't know, I'm going to say 1928, for 8 years. 8 years he was on that. And they had more wards. He was in Ward 7
Chauncey
down
Street.
By Christie. Yeah, imagine that.
That's very Italian area at the time.
And I don't even know if it was called Chauncey Street then or it was still Cross Street. I think it might have still been Cross Street then.
Yeah.
Then my dad was very involved in politics. He was a freeholder. He was a state senator. He worked in county government.
So he was entrenched. He was in it.
He was entrenched. Yeah. And they had the bakery at the time, too. So, I mean, the bakery, you know,
we're definitely going to touch on because that's the one thing. As soon as I heard her name, we were at the 125th birthday.
Yes.
Of Hawthorne, New Jersey. And I heard your name mentioned, you know, and I heard Lazara. And immediately feelings and emotions and thoughts about when I was a kid. And because your dad, your family ran Lazara Bread.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Made right there in Patterson.
Yes.
What was it? Was it on 21st Street?
So, originally on Cross Street.
Okay.
Down in Patterson. Actually, it started in Passaic on Oak Street. When my grandfather came over from Sicily to live with his brother on Oak Street, they had a horse and wagon.
Wow.
And the horse's name was Frank. And they used to bring the bread all around the you know, that area.
That was it, on horse and buggy.
Yep.
Just delivering bread.
That's how he started.
I wish we still had that.
You and me both.
Right? Have fresh bread delivered to you, and you hear the clip-clop, you're like, breakfast is here.
Yeah. Now you hear the bells and whistles. Like
right,
this.
Right, exactly.
The ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so then they opened Cross Street, and then they bought the place on the corner of Madison and Getty Ave.
Okay.
The big one. That was Arrow Carrier, I think, before they bought
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they kept the one on Cross Street, too. And then they had one in New Brunswick, which I am not even too familiar with. But we had it.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah, I remember my dad would go get the bread, and it was still warm. I mean, he'd bring it back warm.
Yeah.
And it was always, inevitably, my dad was notorious for ripping the tail off.
Yeah.
Every loaf of bread that ever came into our house had that tail ripped off. I knew it was my father that got it.
Ah, they loved that, the crust, right?
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it.
I always liked the inside. And my sister used to like the outside more than the inside, so we used to share it.
How many years did they have the bread company?
I'm going to say 70, maybe 50 years.
50
maybe
years.
Maybe more. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you've always been pretty much a Passaic County girl.
All my life. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Yeah.
I love this county.
Well, and that's, you know, it tells you something when someone loves it so much that they're willing to give their time, because clearly you're not doing this for the salary.
No.
We talked to Senator Kristen Corrado, and you know, it was the same kind of thing. It's you're not quitting your day job.
No.
You You know, so it's kind of volunteer work. You're volunteering really a lot of your time and effort to to better the community, better the county.
Yeah, but you know what? Personally, I get so much out of it because I meet so many great people. Yeah. You know, like I'm blessed to be able to know the people that I know, and I embrace that a lot.
Well, I'm happy to know you. I finally got to meet someone from the Lazara Bread Company.
Yeah, well, oh, that's so funny. Yeah, and yesterday, like I was at Mount Pilgrim Church in Passaic. They were celebrating the second anniversary of the pastor, Pam Sally, and Reverend Clayton was there. He's from St. Luke's in Patterson. And he spoke about how it's so easy if you're at the top to lead, but when you go into the valley and there's more need, that's when you're truly tested.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm so proud of the people that work in Passaic County because they do such a great job.
Yeah.
You know, they go out and they meet. We have a Hope One van, two of them, that go out on the street every single day to meet up with the homeless people, drug addicts, alcoholics, bring them fresh supplies, help them, you know, offer to help them get into treatment. Every day there's two vans out there.
Wow.
Going out into the public. Like, you know.
And if people want to know more about what your office does, mm-hmm. is there a website that people can go to?
It's PassaicCountyNJ.org.
.org or .gov? .org?
Org. It should be on my card, too. It's org.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. PassaicCountyNJ.org.
Right.
And if do you ever look for volunteers for different events, or?
The departments would, the individual ones. Okay. Like, we look for volunteers for Pause in the Park, let's say, but we get so many from the people who work in Passaic County.
Yeah.
That is, the outpouring is amazing. We're having volunteers from the Red Cross and from Passaic County Technical Institute help us at the opening of the Vietnam Wall, because some people are going to have a tough time finding names. So we're going to have...
Are they all alphabetical?
No, it's according to the day they passed. But we'll have a QR code that you can take a picture of.
And they can find it?
Yeah.
I mean, they could look up the name?
It'll tell them what panel the name is on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if anybody that's watching or listening, if they had a relative that died during mm-hmm. the war, they can scan the QR code, put their name in, and it'll show them exactly where it is.
I guess, yeah. I haven't used it yet because it's not up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what we're looking at.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's 80% the size of the one in Washington. It's huge.
80%?
Yeah. When you go home, you should drive past it.
I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
Take a look. It's amazing. And it's not even done yet. And it's so, like, impressive.
Yeah. I will definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I go take some pictures of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's open, like, it's on the Public Safety Academy.
All right. Well, listen, it's Sandy, and actually your name is Cassandra.
Yes.
Cassandra Lazara, if you're Italian. Sandy Lazara, if you're American. Well, thank you so much. I do a lot of these interviews for very selfish reasons, you know, because I want to get to know more about you and about what your office does. And, you know, many of the people that I've interviewed, it's more purely I'm interested in what, and how they got to where they got, because was it your grandfather that came over from Italy?
Sicily, yeah.
Yeah, your dad was born here.
My dad was born here.
Okay, and just knowing those stories that, you know, from nothing, you know, building a company and starting a bread company, and you know, I love stories like that.
And can I tell you, my grandfather used to, and I heard this so many times, my grandfather used to sit out in front of the store on Cross Street during the Depression and give out bread and food to people who didn't have money.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a great guy. So.
Well, credit to him.
Yeah, it is.
And the community.
Yep.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, Flavia.
So the elections are June
4th.
4th. June 4th is the election. Make sure you register. Make sure you go vote. And then, of course, the national election's coming up in November, and you make sure you go out to that. So, you know, and if people have questions or concerns, can they contact you? I'm not sure how that, I know that, you know, Senator Corrado said, you know, here's our email address. People have concerns or questions, they can reach out. Is it similar?
Yeah, it's on my card.
All right, and I'm going to put it right here.
And if they go on the website, they can find any one of the county commissioners and anybody they want to contact, because they're all great guys and they all do a fantastic job.
And you're all there for us.
We are.
For the people of the county.
We are.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome,
Thank
Flavia.
You so much,
You're welcome.
All right, so make sure you vote. Make sure you go out and vote. And go. Go to PassaicCountyNJ.org. See a lot of the things that they're doing. Get information on the Vietnam Memorial coming up. On Pause in the Park, which is going to come up later this year. And we'll keep you posted. We'll send flyers out and all that. And, you know, I always love the term it takes a village. And oftentimes when, you know, the county commissioner's office, the senator's office, that's part of the village. I mean, you guys are part of this village.
Yeah.
And you're there to help the community. And I think sometimes we forget about that, you know.
And we work on every level of government. If we don't have a relationship with our municipal, you know, mayors and council people, us, the state, the federal government,
yeah,
if we're all on the same page, we accomplish so much.
Yeah, yeah, it's much better that way than everybody going in different directions.
It certainly is. It works for us.
Well, thank you again. Good luck in the election.
Yeah. Thank you.
And again, if you guys have any questions, I'll put the email address up, and you can always email them or go to the website, PassaicCountyNJ.org, and you know, you can send your emails through there, and we'll see what happens come June.
Yep.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Be well, everybody.
Bye.